Once again, what a pleasure it is to have Sister Marcella Roseberry, who's going to be sharing some things with us this morning. We love and appreciate not only Sister Roseberry, but Brother Roseberry and the entire Roseberry family. When I think of the Roseberries, I think about hardworking, diligent, genuine people from the youngest to the oldest. And we know Jacob helps us a lot with maintenance, but Samuel, you should see how diligent he is when he's helping us setting up services, putting chairs away. He is on it. He's amazing. And of course, there's that young lady, Naomi, who just got the wealth of, I don't know what it is, poetry, knowledge, and just the songs and writing all kinds of great things for the Lord. And we look forward to hearing more of that soon. But this morning, we get to hear from Sister Marcella Roseberry. We look forward to it. Sister Roseberry, I'm turning it over to you now.
Thank you, Brother Vic, for allowing me to share my testimony once again with the church. And I want to give honor to my pastor and pastor's wife for being such great leaders to our church and to our family, and for loving us unconditionally. I just want to say people like them are so unique and special, and they mean so much to my family. Today, one of my testimonies is about a subject I spoke about when I gave my testimony on how I struggled with changing churches from my home church. And I talked about how I came through and God helped me and he gave me a dream and I got over that. Well, the thought kept coming back to me, and in my heart I felt like God was telling me, you are not done with that thought, Marcella. There's someone out there that needs to hear this, needs to be encouraged. Maybe some parents, whomever it may be, when there are changes that you need to make, they're sometimes difficult, and God is always there to carry you through. In 2008, we were still at our original church, and it was already a couple years since our former pastor left. Our new pastor was there, and Jacob was about 10 years old, Samuel was about 9 years old, and Naomi was about 2. By that time, things had already started to change and progress quickly. I started to notice. We did not do things quite the same as our old pastor, and that is okay. Not every pastor does things quite the same. We honored and respected our new pastor. We were a help to him and his wife. We loved them, and they loved us. I had become so close to the pastor's wife. We did things together. And her son would come over, and he started going to school with Jacob. And they even sold lemonade together. It was that kind of a relationship. But still, that uneasy feeling kept coming back. Things started changing and progressing so fast that I finally talked to my husband about it. By this time, he had already been talking to me about his feelings. But it took me a little while to see my husband's views and that God had other plans for us. I saw the youth changing, and I thought about my boys being in the youth group very soon. What kind of friends would I want for them to have? It was up to me to guide them. I wondered, who would they marry? Would they be leaders or followers? I started getting convicted. Sometimes my mind went to confusion. I did not want to go, but my heart kept going back to my kids. My husband expressed the same concern to me before, but I did not see it at first. My husband and I talked, and we decided it was time to talk to the pastor. It was not an easy thing to do for either of us. My husband prayed, and he prayed that he would find a church where his wife and his family would blossom. The pastor did not want to let us go, but he honored our wishes. We decided to search for other churches. In 2009, we visited our church in Ontario for the first time as a family. Pastor and Sister Clark, I believe, they were out of town that day. We decided to come back a second time in April that same year. I saw how the youth prayed, their love for God. That is what I wanted for my kids, to be able to reach for God on their own. After church, we talked to the pastor Clark, and talked to him about maybe attending. He had talked to our former pastor and asked him if he thought we should go back to our original church. And that pastor told him, no, I think that this family needs to be in a church somewhere where they can blossom. And there it was, church, that word again, another confirmation. We knew that the Mantus were attending. We found out later that the Mantus were attending there, and we were so happy to find out they were there also. After service one night, Brother Mantus was talking to my husband and I outside, and he said, I am glad you guys are here under Brother Clark, because he knows how to help families blossom. My husband and I looked at each other again in amazement. There's that word again, church. Jesus is so wonderful. We couldn't believe it. It was happening again. For 2 years, we drove 45 minutes from where we lived to the church, to Ontario Church, every service. It was getting very tough for our kids to be involved in the youth group because we lived so far. Traffic worsened the problem. We had to make another decision for our kids. My husband still worked around the same area of our previous church. And to drive that far would be hard if we were to move close to the church. But we were spending more time at the church than my husband was driving to work. And of course, we thought about our kids. Our kids had to be involved, had to be around the church as much as possible. And this was our church. So we decided to move and live closer to the church. That was the best decision we could have made for our kids. My husband still works at that same place. But look what we got in return for following Jesus. Our reward is for our parents, for our kids to live for God. And what if we did not decide to do this, the things that we did? How would my kids be? But we knew it was right. We knew that it was the right thing to do. Now my boys are adults, and now it is the time where they have to create their own walk with God. But when they were little, it was our job to guide them and equip them with ways of being involved in church. Now it's up to them. And Naomi will be grown soon too, also, and she's already developing her own walk with God. Our job as parents is to guide them and pray for them. Who are their friends? Who do they hang around with? That needs to be our concern. I pray they always live for God and make the right choices. But if they don't, at least I know, and hopefully they know, and remember the sacrifices their parents made for them. Moving to Upland was one of the best choices we had made so we could be close to the family of God and to our church. Now it's easy for my kids to say, hey mom, hey dad, can we bring some of our friends from church over to have lunch? And they always know, no matter what we are doing, the answer is usually yes. We are not perfect parents, and my kids know that. we have been through a lot of tests and trials since we have lived out here. And that is just life sometimes. But we must remember that we have come through it all. In the last verse of Psalm 23, it says, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Just to know Jesus is with us, church, is so exciting. I was reading the book that Pastor Clark gave us. It's called A Shepherd Looks at Psalms 23. And part of it says, every mountain has its valleys. Its sides are scarred by deep ravines and gulches. And the best route to the top is always along these valleys. And sometimes I get down too. In fact, the other day, I was driving in the car, and I started almost feeling like almost sorry for myself. And I started asking God, why? Why do I have to keep going through these rough times? But when I checked myself, this song came to my mind. It's called Hold to God's Unchanging Hand. And I would like to read the chorus of the words to you guys. It goes like this. It says, hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. And just hold to God's unchanging hand. That song totally changed my focus. And it reminded me that my focus should be on building the things eternal, not the things of this world. Like Brother Sanders' devotion said yesterday, our focus is heaven. We need to focus on getting to heaven. I can't take my kids to heaven, but I could lead them and guide them. And my husband and I, we chose to invest in our kids. And they will remember the decisions their parents made for them and sacrificed for them. We need to do what we can to make it to heaven. And I hope my testimony encouraged someone today or gave somebody a little bit of hope. And that is all I have today, Brother Vic. I'm going to give it back to you.
Sister Rosemary, your testimony did more than that. Oh, it increased our faith. It gave us hope. It was tremendous. And I just want to say thank you for giving us all of these special personal details in the lives of your family. You mentioned 2009 when you first came to the church, and I know that was right close to the season or the time that the Lord brought me to this church, and what an honor it is to serve with you and your family. And now I just want to read a quote. Boy, I'm just feeling the Holy Ghost after Sister Rosemary's message this morning, but I want to read a quote that she made here. Our reward as parents is for our kids to live for God. What a statement. Think about that, church. And that's exactly what they are. They are excellent role models to their children, to their kids, but also to the rest of the church and other kids in our church. Oof. And the last thing is, she made the comment about Brother Elder Sanders made yesterday. Our focus is heaven. Our focus is getting to heaven. Church, let's make heaven our home. Why don't we just pray right now? Thank God for the great words and encouragement we heard from Sister Rosemary this morning. Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God, once again, to allow us to hear the voice of our Sister Rosemary and the testimony and the experiences that she and her family shared in coming into this church, your great church here in Ontario. Lord God, help us, Lord God, to follow after the role model and the example of the Rosemarys, Lord Jesus. Not just with our children, but with our young people, with our adults, with our seniors, Lord God, help us to show that same love and tender care that the Rosemarys show to other people. In the name of Jesus, we ask and pray. All right, church, and with that said, we want to remind you about our church service tomorrow night, Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Prayer and 7:30 p.m. service time. I believe our pastor may be giving us some further detail regarding that in the next day or so. All right, everyone have a great day in the name of Jesus. Amen.